Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but now high school in San Antonio, Texas, has put RFID chips on the students.
Like tracking chips?
Yes, yeah, San Antonio, Texas, two San Antonio schools have turned radio frequency identification, RFID technology, to help administrators count and track the whereabouts of the students on the campus. You're sending your kid to school.
Are you serious?
Listen, Texas, you're sending your kid to school, and, you know, for example, Anson Jones Middle School and John Jay High School require you to wear an ID card with an embedded electronic chip similar to what the highway toll booths that you're familiar with up in the Northeast to be able to record the daily attendance. They're putting RFID chips on the kids, and this is how they justify it, and this is it always ties to money, folks.
Yep.
They say our funding is our funding from the NEA. And this is why you need to abolish the NEA and let all the money stay in the local community. Don't send it to Washington, D.C. and give it to your teachers yourself. Walk down the street and just give your money to your teachers there. And don't send it to D.C. because now their funding is directly tied, of course, to attendance. We've had people and I've seen teachers. Wow. Our administrators go to jail because they would lie about attendance to be able to keep their budget up and say, you know, these kids were coming to school, but they weren't coming to school. And so the funding's tied to whether they're going to attend or not. So their resolution for it, we just need to embed RFID chips, you know, radio frequency chips that they carry around with them.
Right.
So when they're on campus, we will have a record of them coming or not.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. What is done for money?
Well, it's just like, you know.
It's embarrassing.
We are at a point of decision right now. The question is, if you think that Baal is God, if you think government is God, and like we were talking about earlier, that if you think government is God, then you're going to have these kind of technologies because government's not God. And it's going to take computer quantitative computing of people and measuring and tracking people to be able to do somewhat of being able to protect them. That's what's going to happen. When you turn to government as God, they're going to do their best to control people and to manage people and to know where people are and to track them. You cannot turn to a man to be God and expect him not to enact all these systems and mechanisms to try to be your God instead of God being your God. So when you vote and your values, understand that if you vote big government, you're voting that you will eventually have a tracking chip around or on. If your kids got it in high school, you don't think you're going to have it? I mean, they have it already on cars for toll booths. It's just a matter. Your phone's got it. And if we turn to government as God,
right?
The government, it can manage us or God can't manage us. If that's what we say, don't be surprised if it's not your kid comes home with the own RFID chip for you. And right now, students in San Antonio, Texas, and they're justifying it. And this is you understand that we have a right. And this is our founding documents, and we're not going to be able to keep our constitution if we don't repent. I think we're going to lose it if the church doesn't repent. So we can't lift the constitution up over the word of God. But our rights, we have a right to be free and not to be tracked, and all of our papers and searched, and that we have a right for them not to know where we're at.
Right.
And especially the government, who is supposed to work for you, should not be tracking you. If anything, you should be tracking your government and asking questions like, why did our ambassador die in Libya? Why you are blaming on some YouTube video? You know, that's the things we should be talking about.
That's right.
Because we're supposed to be responsible for that. But not tracking our kids. And so you have the kids that are wearing these name tags. NBC News is reporting this in the Daily News. RFID chips are letting students be tracked and retained for funding. They're retaining them for funding. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.